I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. We're talking today about Be Antibiotics Aware. This is part two of a two-part series. We started the discussion last week and needed to continue it. It was a lot of information, and the Be Antibiotics Aware is really not a title we came up with.
That's correct.
Yeah. Who would?
It's CDC, Center for Disease Control. It's something that is a national and international campaign to make people and physicians and educators much more aware of the proper use of antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
We are, according to the Center for Disease Control and the World Health Organization, in a post-antibiotic age. What that means is that we have overused antibiotics to the point that the bacteria are now resistant to it. And in that type of a vein, it used to be quite a disaster. A lot of people would die of bacterial infections on a regular basis. And the antibiotics were what really ushered in the pharmaceutical age, because it was able to provide an answer to one of the biggest scourges and causes of death in the world. So antibiotics were basically miracle drugs that saved many, many lives. And the biggest fear that the people who came up with the antibiotics is that we would overuse them. And then they would no longer be effective against the bacteria, which is what has exactly happened.
Mm-hmm.
So being antibiotic aware, trying to cut back on how we're using our antibiotics and using them more properly, and finding alternatives to the antibiotics, is one of the big pushes that the Center of Disease Control is trying to accomplish.
Okay. So we're going to talk today about alternatives to antibiotics. And let's talk about natural antibiotics. Are there natural antibiotics out there?
There are. There are many things that are actually, recommended. One of the biggest problems is that 90% of all upper respiratory infections, sore throats, many of the things that we have going on are actually viral infections. Antibiotics don't even work against them.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that we had talked about earlier is that vitamin A is a, we had a whole show on that not too long ago,
mm-hmm.
is the leading antiviral and most effective antiviral out there. Matter of fact, measles, which is a very virulent, which is in the news,
mm-hmm.
measles, vitamin A is the recommended treatment for the measles. Matter of fact, if you can get your vitamin A levels up to a proper level, measles is not really a dangerous disease whatsoever. So making sure that that actually occurs. So vitamin A is a excellent antiviral. It also boosts the immune system. So vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D are all excellent for any type of infections. Also, as you look at things for antibiotics, there are many different types of herbals. Olive leaf, echinacea, which keeps the lymphatic tissue flowing. All these different types of things are extremely good for boosting the immune system. Noni is something that we use quite a bit as a...
In our office,
yes,
the Noni, yeah.
It boosts the neutrophil count. Germanium is an excellent means of also seeing a direct relationship to bacterial fighting ability. So all these types of things have a very direct effect on how we are able to fight infections. One of the things that there are basically two different ways of going after infections. One, going after the infection directly, which is the pharmaceutical, the disease care model. Number two is increasing the strength of the body itself to be able to fight off infections. So, you know, as you are looking at, this whole thing, is there's a formula that goes into this. The virulence of the attacking organism versus the efficacy of the defending organism. And you can approach that from two different ways. You can go after and weaken the organism that's attacking, or you can go on ahead and build up the strength of the human body. Mm. So when you're talking about the vitamin A, the vitamin D, the echinacea, the olive leaf, the noni, the germanium, all these different types of structure function means of fighting infection, are all things that strengthen the body's own immune system and has a very direct effect on how the body gets the whole organism under the attacking organism under control. Mm-hmm. And it actually strengthens the immune system. When you take an antibiotic, a 10-day supply of an antibiotic weakens the immune system for 3 months. It takes 3 months for the immune system to recover. So, you know, there is a price of always, you know, doing pharmaceuticals. Mm-hmm. If there wasn't a price to do it, it wouldn't be classified as a pharmaceutical.
Yeah, and we talked about Eli Lilly, mm-hmm. did homeopathic medicine.
Correct.
Initially. And what did he say about antibiotics?
Well, what he said about all pharmaceuticals, he said if they didn't have negative side effects, they wouldn't be classified as a pharmaceutical. Mm-hmm. So he said, I personally have never taken a pharmaceutical my entire life. I depend on homeopathy, herbals, and nutritional mm-hmm. products for the defense of my body. He says that makes it stronger. Pharmaceuticals always weaken the body.
So at the Prather practice, we practice
structure function care. Right.
So what would be our approach, someone coming in? Because there are times when we prescribe antibiotics.
We believe in an 80-20 split. You know, there's the old rule of thumb, 80%, 20%. It applies to so many different types of things. It's just a law in life. So 80% of the time, any type of problem that you have should be dealt with in a structure function means of strengthening and balancing and bringing the body back into homeostasis. Homeostasis is the definition of health. So strengthening the body is the best way to do that. 20% of the time, you actually do need antibiotics or some type of pharmaceutical or some other disease care intervention. So we're not saying only exclusively, and the CDC certainly isn't saying that either. It's not a matter of us thinking less of the antibiotics. It's actually thinking more of them. Mm-hmm. We value them more than the average healthcare professional mm-hmm. because what they're doing is that they are overutilizing them, not respecting the actual antibiotic itself.
Right. And so important. So what role do these natural antibiotics play in health management?
It should be the first line of defense. Mm-hmm. That's where we really need to go first, not to the pharmaceuticals right away. It's very, very true. Probably 70% of the time when antibiotics are actually recommended, they shouldn't be.
70% of the time.
70% of the time.
That's a high percentage.
Very high, very high percentage.
And is that because it's viral?
Oftentimes it's viral. Mm-hmm. So you're looking at a viral infection. And then also you should always try to get a bacterial infection under control naturally first. And there are many ways to do that. We oftentimes get urinary tract infections under control with a combination of herbals, mm-hmm. Cranberry, buco, and then also some vitamin A and vitamin C. And we oftentimes clear it up better than the antibiotics. So we have many of people who sit there and who've had antibiotic treatments, still have the urinary tract infection. We did it naturally and got rid of it. That's a very common scenario.
And then it didn't take 3 months for their body to heal from the antibiotic.
It actually strengthens the immune system, and that's really what we're looking to do.
So what are the side effects of taking antibiotics?
Well, there are many different types of side effects that can occur when you take antibiotics. One of the biggest ones is a rash from head to toe. And I've seen that on many different types of patients who've come in to me who said that they had developed this rash after taking an antibiotic, not prescribed. None of the times was it prescribed by our office.
Mm-hmm.
They call that Steven Johnson syndrome or a toxic epidural necrosis. So it's a very, very very, very critical type of thing, and that can be an emergency type of situation.
Mm.
So that is one thing that usually need to go to the ER. There are things that we can do for those types of conditions. We can give a homeopathic for the antibiotic, and then there are some supplementation that helps to take that down. But we also like to get the best of the medical care. Benadryl is very good along those lines. But it can be a life-threatening situation. One of the things that also...
Well, I'm going to stop you. We're going to go to break. When we come back, more on Be Antibiotics Aware.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, what can a new patient expect when they come into your office?
The first thing is that's extremely important is a consultation.
Mm-hmm.
That's really where everything begins.
And that consultation is complimentary free. They can come in, and the consultation's with you, mm-hmm. which is nice. Yeah,
the consultation is absolutely critical. In fact, you can get 90% of your diagnosis just from the consultation.
Mm-hmm. Listening to the patient.
Listening to the patient, finding out what their concerns are, what needs to be done,
mm-hmm.
How we can best help them. Having a good understanding of the complaints of the patient is absolutely critical mm-hmm. for good care. And the patient knowing that we are actually listening to them. We have very thorough intake forms that mm-hmm. are extremely helpful. Gives us quite a bit of information of what's going on into the system. After the consultation, you have to look at the diagnostics.
Okay.
You first have to understand, you know, where the patient's coming from, have an idea, but then you have to know, you know, what to do,
mm-hmm.
What the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
There is a difference on our diagnostics than from the medical diagnostics. The medical profession, as a disease care-based program, they are looking at disease states and combinations along those lines
mm-hmm.
to treat the symptoms. Our basis of our care is a understanding of what is the underlying cause, finding out what that is. Usually caused by a break from homeostasis.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to hear that word if you're listening to our radio program.
You're going to know
every
it well.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
Because homeostasis is the basis of our practice. And homeostasis is the basis of health. And we are a health office.
Mm-hmm.
That is what a structure function office is.
Mm-hmm.
So the diagnostics are extremely thorough, probably more thorough than what you would get anywhere else. We look at very extensive blood work. We might do hair analysis, might do some evaluation of the gut because that's so important to one's health. We do a thorough cardiac evaluation. We do a thorough musculoskeletal exam. Many offices that even are into natural health are either just dealing with the functional aspect
mm-hmm.
or they are just dealing with the structural aspect. We are unique in that we deal with both, and both of them extremely thoroughly and extremely well.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Detailed lab tests are crucial to understanding your health. As Dr. Prather always says, if you don't test, you don't know. There are certain lab tests that all of us should have at least once per year. At the Prather Practice, we recommend three affordable tests that provide the blueprint to your health. The Prather Profile is the most comprehensive blood analysis available, providing more information about the function of your body than any other test. Minerals are the common deficiencies in the body, and hair analysis is the most effective way to analyze mineral levels. The bowels have the largest influence on the immune system, and the best way to test that is through the GI Effects Toolkit. The Prather Profile Blood Analysis and the GI Effects Toolkit are even covered by most insurances. Don't guess when it comes to your health. Discover the blueprint to your health at the Prather Practice by calling us at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Well, we're talking today about Be Antibiotics Aware. Dr. Prather, we talked about, you know, natural antibiotics. We're going to talk more on that, and I want your take on gold. It's one of the, you know, the best antibiotics. We'll talk about that. But when we were going to break, we were talking about the side effects of taking antibiotics. Sure. And I remember the Muppet.
Yeah, Jim Henson.
Jim Henson. Was that an antibiotic issue?
Yeah, he had a long-term strep infection. It was that just kept on going. And he went to his doctor, took an antibiotic, and then died. Mm-hmm. Shortly afterwards. The way that, because I actually read his, what happened on that, and that was, in my opinion, mm-hmm. Definitely an antibiotic reaction. Mm. That he had a reaction to the antibiotic, probably an antibiotic-resistant strep infection, and it wound up in for him dying. Now, there are ways to check to see if an antibiotic is going to work. Usually what you should do is grow a culture, put the antibiotic in there and see how it responds.
Do we do that?
We actually do have, yes, we actually mm-hmm. do most of the time that we actually order. Something along those lines that we feel is a very serious bacterial infection is we try to order those lab tests so that we can actually find out which antibiotic is going to work in that type of situation. Mm-hmm. And that's really the way that you should handle antibiotics, is check to see if the body is going to respond to it or not. One of the things is we do with the stool kit that we do, if we have a bacterial infection in the in the stool that shows up, there's always a culture done. And then there's a list of which antibiotics work and which ones don't in that type of situation. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how many are antibiotic resistant to so many. So we see evidence of that on a regular basis.
And this is through the stool kit?
Stool kit that we do. Mm-hmm. And so as we talk to people, we sit there and say, now, if you are going to need to take an antibiotic, these are the ones that you probably are going to respond well to, and these are the ones that you are that the bacteria are already resistant. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that bacteria do is they share resistance with each other. They are very cooperative and help each other out quite a bit.
So nice of them.
Very nice of them. But they do pass on things that work. That's why it's very difficult to keep up with it. Mm-hmm. Is because they do share information, and out of a trillion different types of bacteria, one of them has a resistant. All you need is one to kind of pass it on to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So
that negative moves a little faster.
Yeah, things move very quickly with them. But when we're talking about side effects for antibiotics, stuffed stools and diarrhea. Mm-hmm. It's a very common type of thing because the antibiotics aren't just selective for the bad bacteria, but they also help to destroy the good bacteria. So there can be some definite responses in the gut, because our gut is what makes our gut work so well, is the good guys in the bacteria. Mm-hmm. So, you know, keeping up on that is a very important type of area. Upset stomach is a very common side effect. Fungal and yeast infections. Mm-hmm. As you take down the normal gut flora, the normal bacteria, and the balance on that, the yeast can actually take off, which is a very common thing that we see in people's health, is that they're having yeast infections.
And that can be internal.
It can be internal and through the system. Every time that they take an antibiotic in those types of situations, they make the yeast worse. So a very common thing that we have around here is histoplasmosis. It's actually a respiratory infection. Can get to the eyes, cause blindness, kidneys. And when people get some respiratory infections, doctors will start to give them antibiotics and make the histoplasmosis even worse. Mm. So we get a lot of people in that have histoplasmosis infections, and then we treat that fungal completely different. Reganol is the best medication that there is for fungal infections.
It tastes so good.
But there are many different types of ways to go after fungal infections. There are fungal medications. But again, you should try natural products first, because the body has less resistance along those lines, and it's more of a boosting of the system instead of attacking the infection itself.
Well, and then knowing, hey, this is fungal, and treating fungal versus
Always try to define in any type of an infectious type of situation, is it, because you have several different kinds, the assumption that it's always bacterial is crazy. Because you can have viral, you can have fungal, you can have parasitic, and you can have bacterial. So out of those, you're basically talking about bacterial infections, which are usually only about, if you put all those together, about 5% of all the infections.
Name those infections again.
Sure. The different types. You can have viral. Uh-huh. Of course, bacterial. You can have fungal. And you can have parasitic infections.
So you're saying out of that, bacterial is only 5%.
Yeah, about 5%. Mm-hmm. So everybody going in for, you know, I need an antibiotic, I'm sick, mm-hmm. Is a mindset that the Center of Disease Control, the World Health Organization, is trying to change, because it's a false impression. Mm-hmm. And we are then giving the, because usually the bacterial is the one that winds up at the end killing us. Mm-hmm. So, really, antibiotics should be something that you only take once or twice in your entire life, and only in dire situations.
Yeah.
So, that's really the proper use.
And then
use.
If you're taking one and you have a fungal, doesn't that increase the...
It does, and sometimes fungal. You do have to take, because you can get a secondary bacterial infection with a histoplasmosis and actually need a bacteria, but there are ways to manage that to really get that under control.
Well, and I'm wondering, too, so many doctors might not have these alternatives to antibiotics.
Well, that's also a huge problem, is because there's been restrictions on the doctors. One, they haven't been trained on when to use them and why to use them. Mm-hmm. There are many physicians who I had talked to who, you know, when I talked about the measles and the vitamin A, had never heard of that. And that's standard protocol for the entire world, is giving vitamin A for a measles infection. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a lack of education. And the problem is that our educational medical educational system is controlled by pharmaceutical companies, and they don't make any money when you prescribe vitamin A. Mm-hmm. So that's a real problem. So going back to our long, long list of problems with side effects of antibiotics, you can have a severe allergic reaction, difficulty breathing, facial swelling. We've had, I can think of four patients right off who had a reaction like that to an antibiotic. Mm-hmm. You can have watery or bloody stool because of the severe die-off of the normal bacteria in your gut. You can vaginal yeast. You can get yeast in the lungs. And one of the things that's very common that women notice as they take an antibiotic is they get vaginal yeast. Mm-hmm. I've had many a woman come in and say, you know, this is crazy. I sit there and had a urinary tract infection, took antibiotics, now I've got vaginal yeast. So they gave me something for that, then I got a bacterial infection again, gave me an antibiotic, and then the second time it was even worse, and this has been going on for 2 years. Can you fix this? Uh-huh. So we approach it from a totally different way and get that under control.
And with vaginal yeast, isn't it like it's internal, it must be pretty bad internally.
It's in the gut. It's very bad in the gut if that's actually what's occurring.
Mm-hmm.
Mouth sores. You can get white patches in the mouth or on the tongue from taking antibiotics. I've had many patients come in and say, what the heck is this? Mm-hmm. So are you taking an antibiotic? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, that's where that came from. You can actually get nerve damage and permanent neuropathy.
Mm.
So I've had people with severe nerve damage, neuropathy that occurred after taking a pharmaceutical. Had one gentleman who was on a combination of two hypertension medications, took an antibiotic, and the combination of them produced severe neuropathy in his feet. And it's something that is very, very difficult to get on. We've helped it about 80%, but 20% of it is permanent.
Mm.
So, you know, a permanent type of a situation along those lines. One of the things, if you are taking an antibiotic, you have to be very, very careful of any medications that you're taking, because the medications, any other medication, can actually cause severe reactions. Oftentimes, if you're going to be taking an antibiotic, it's best to stop any type of cholesterol medication, blood pressure medicine, or other different types of meds that can be stopped for a short period of time. So being careful along those lines is very important. Antibiotics for selling to humans is a $10.7 billion industry here in the United States alone.
What was that?
$10.7 billion industry of prescriptions to...
Just in the United States.
Just in the United States. You know, if you're looking at how many millions of pounds of antibiotics that as humans we take, it's about 5 million pounds of antibiotics, which is enough for 10 teaspoons for every man, woman, and child in the United States. And that's the direct antibiotics, let alone the antibiotics that we get through animals. One of the biggest problems that you have to watch out for is Clostridium difficile, which is C. diff is what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, just this year we've had 12 patients who came in who had C. diff infections caused by antibiotic overprescriptions. So that is a very, very difficult infection to get under control. We do a very excellent job on that, but that is something that is a huge problem and can actually be life-threatening.
Okay, when we come back, more on Be Antibiotics Aware.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
Every time somebody recommends a doctor, he's always the best. Always, is he good? Oh, he's the best. This guy's the best. They can't all be the best. There can't be this many best. Someone's graduating at the bottom of these classes. Where are these doctors? And then there's always that, make sure that you tell him that, you know me. Why? What's the difference? He's a doctor. What is he? Oh, you know Bob. Okay, I'll give you the real medicine. Yeah, everybody else, I'm giving Tic Tacs.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at dtsweightlosscenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed. I was feeling so bad. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're talking today about be antibiotics aware. And Dr. Prather, we just went through a long list of side effects of taking antibiotics. And you were talking about C. diff. Talk a little bit more about that.
Sure. C. diff is a infection in the gut that is antibiotic resistant. Matter of fact, more antibiotics you take, the better it does. Mm-hmm. So it likes it.
Which is not a good thing.
Mm-hmm. But it only occurs because you have wiped out the normal gut flora in your system. So
wiped it all out.
Yeah, basically, you've wiped it all out. Which, once you've done that, then that starts to take over and becomes very difficult to get under control. So what we do is we actually approach that. And first, we you have to rebuild the gut flora, see what's going on. Usually, what we need to do is to get some short-chain fatty acids into the system, along with some bacterial spores into the system that can actually get down into there and get that under control.
We have that in a bottle in a capsule format,
One of the things that they were doing is the fecal implants. So that was a big thing that was going on. So what you do is you get someone else to donate poop. And then you go ahead and take that and then implant it up into your up your rectum, up into your. You look really excited about that.
I look confused.
So I've had many a patient who had C. diff who decided to try that for trying to get things back under control. The problem with that is it's lost favor because it really, really helped. So people would see a big difference for about 6 months, and then the effect would actually wear off. So it's not really a good long-term type of a program. What we find is that taking it and rebuilding your own is really what needs to be done. So getting into a combination, HMF replete is one of the things that actually has shown clinically to work the very best. And then there was also a chiropractor who developed a program on spores, bacteria spores. So a combination of the spores and the HMF replete, getting that into the gut. And then also supplementing that with short-chain fatty acids has really, really been extremely beneficial. Also, what we do is we make a homeopathic for the C. diff that they have in their bowels and then give that to them, and that actually helps out too. Plus, also building up the whole immune system really helps. We used to have a product called Aerobic 07, which was actually what the military used. In through the gut, but that has been disallowed by the FDA,
which is so crazy. Yeah.
Very, very effective. No side effects, no problems, no reactions. Again, very definite problem. But one of the things we find that's really helpful is gold. There are people have heard of the colloidal silver. You can also make a colloidal gold. And colloidal silver has antibiotic properties and can be extremely beneficial for taking, and then doesn't usually cause the problems that the antibiotics cause. But gold is actually the strongest antibiotic known to mankind.
Gold is.
So if you, topically, if you look up in any of the peer-reviewed measurements or research, there's nothing that works as well topically as gold. But it also works extremely well internally, too. So we have means of putting an edible gold into the system, and it works extremely well. But what they would used to do is, if you got a cut and it got infected, they would beat out gold because it's very pliable, and then put it on the infection, and then put some gauze around it and let it sit, and it would take care of the infection. That's why one of the reasons that gold was so valuable.
And everything you're mentioning here, we carry at the Prather practice.
Yes. We don't actually carry gold in the office, but we have a liquid type.
We have a liquid.
It's actually, there's actually
I like it if we had chunks of gold.
Yeah, right. But the gold is extremely effective. We've had several patients with MRSA who was able to get, they were not able to get that under control, other means. And we were able to get some gold treatments on that and got the MRSA cleared up pretty quickly. So we're extremely effective on that.
Now, when you talk about these spores, and I'm glad we have alternatives to the fecal, what do they call it?
Implants.
That's a nice way of putting it.
You know, really, yeah, we have, we've had several people actually go and give that a try. It worked for, again, about 3 to 6 months, and then everything came back. So then they were willing to do our treatment, and our treatment was actually effective.
So when people talk about probiotics.
Right. That's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about. I want to make sure on that, the spores.
Yeah. And then we actually check it again and make sure that it's, I mean, so we do lab tests, and we can actually measure how the level of the gut bacteria is in the system. We can actually pick up the C. diff and then show that it is. We do clinical clinical pre and post and get excellent results.
Well, let's talk about children, because I know you want to talk about that. Children and antibiotics. When should children use antibiotics?
Life-threatening situations only. If you're under 1 year old and you get an antibiotic, your chances of having a reaction are about 10 times greater than an adult. So very, very dangerous to give antibiotics to children. So you need to make sure that if you are going to take an child absolutely needs it. So antibiotics should not be given lightly. Children have a much stronger reactions to pharmaceuticals in general. They have not been researched on children. And you should always try to find an alternative to treating children with antibiotics. Always.
Yeah, let's talk about safe alternatives for children.
Right. Well, you know, with infection. One thing, children for antibiotics is the most common ER medicine-related visit.
You mean for the reaction to antibiotics?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that's a huge amount of ER visits for children is actually associated with taking an antibiotic.
So children under, like infants are getting antibiotics?
Yes.
Okay.
And it is really, really should not be done. I mean, adults need to be definitely cautious. Children, and the younger they are, the more you need to be extremely cautious on that and only use that as a last resort. And only, you should only use an antibiotic on a child if it is a life-threatening situation.
And people might listening, well, what if my child has ear infection or, you know, we need to talk about the alternatives.
Sure.
Yeah.
Antibiotics do not work on ear infections. Okay, it is a total misnomer mm-hmm. that they do. They're almost always a viral infection. It's a crazy thing that they use antibiotics for.
Wow, so ear infections are...
starts out as a viral. And usually what occurs is, as we see kids coming in, they've got some swelling in the ears and some pain. Oftentimes it's during the time that they start teething. Mm-hmm. So a child starts teething, they start to get some swelling. Swelling causes some backup. Usually starts out swelling and then a viral. If you give an antibiotic at that time, that weakens the immune system and can actually set them up for a bacterial infection in there. If they do have bacterial infections in through the ear, the best way to do that is first to try homeopathics, some vitamin A, some liquid noni into the system. You can also do some very good mullein drops into the ear. And then
The mullein, I remember, yeah.
And then one of the best things that used to be standard for any type of otitis media medically was diathermy, shortwave diathermy.
We do that at the Prather practice.
Shortwave diathermy, mm-hmm. We have kids, moms. Well, I think of one child that came in, and the parents were distraught. Child had been crying. They had had three different times where the antibiotics, and they said each time it comes back worse. This isn't working. What can you do? So we made up a homeopathic, started them on some elderberry, and then did some diathermy on them, mm-hmm. Along with a chiropractic adjustment. Which is extremely effective, and before they left the office, the child was fine. Mm. Child was screaming.
Before,
and that happens on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get much quicker results, much better results, much safer results, going after this with a structural functional type of a approach.
Makes sense. We come back more on antibiotics and children.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Why did you incorporate massage into your practice?
I believe that massage is an extremely important part of one's wellness, mm-hmm. Health regimen. It's something that everyone should have done at least once a month, mm-hmm. If not more often, just to maintain a good, healthy type of a program in their system. As you work with the muscles and the soft tissue, you can actually create a tremendous amount of changes that occur. There are hormonal changes, there are physiological changes on balance. It's a very important part of one's health and wellness.
Yeah, it's much more than just feeling good. Well, it feels good, yeah. It's a lot more. What types of massage services do you do at your office?
Well, interestingly enough, there are a lot of different ways that massage actually can be involved in someone's health. And people don't realize how many types of massage there actually are. Mm-hmm. There's lymphatic, there's muscle, there's deep muscle, there's reflexology, there's electromagnetic, there's neurological, there's ones that can actually wake you up, some that can relax you, some that can balance out your emotional states. So there's a tremendous amount of different types of massage that can be affected on your system.
And who would benefit from massage?
Everyone. Mm-hmm. But if you have tight muscles, and I'm sure most people out there don't, a higher than average stress level, mm-hmm. Then massage can really prolong your life, reduce your blood pressure, increase your chances of preventing cardiovascular and cancer. Especially if you're in a high stress position, definitely take the time out for massage.
here we have member pricing for our spa services for once a month massage at $59 a month.
Wow.
Which is great.
That is good.
Our massage therapist, we have from 11 years experience to 25 years experience with our massage therapist. So,
yeah.
And there's nowhere else in town that you can get that kind of quality, you know, massage for that price.
It is a medical level massage at a that's a very good price.
$59.
Yeah, we also have a medical doctor on staff, nurse practitioner, chiropractic, acupuncture. We have all the diagnostics here so that, you know, you can feel very assured that you have the support, you know, of a whole healthcare professional team that is behind the massage therapist too.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking today about alternatives to antibiotics. Be antibiotics aware, which the CDC, we didn't title the show, that's their title.
Correct.
But let's talk about children and antibiotics. You're talking about safe alternatives for children. What else is out there for them? And what you said was real interesting, though, Titus Medius, the ear infection, is usually viral.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's 90% of the time viral.
Wow. A lot of times it's treated with antibiotics.
If it is an infection, it can oftentimes just be swelling from the teething.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take some natural types of products that take down the inflammatory process, so, you know, we make up, you know, teething type of formulas, arnica, which takes down the swelling along the gums.
Mm-hmm.
What you do is you take homeopathic arnica or herbal arnica, you can also use topically. But you put that, and then you put that across the gums that oftentimes will relieve the swelling in the ears, too.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to get down that inflammatory process is really what you're looking for.
Well, and I'm thinking, too, even when it's not related to teething, though, Titus Media, you do an adjustment.
Right.
I don't know if it's something you've developed. Is it?
No.
No. You learned that in school.
Well, actually, no. I learned that from a medical doctor.
Okay. Yeah, and it's wonderful. If I feel like my ears are backing up,
sure.
You'll adjust that eustachian tube.
Correct.
I call it, can you pull on my ear?
Right.
That's what the patients call it. But it opens up that eustachian tube.
Right.
You can just feel it. You know, the fluid stops backing up and
sure.
Just flows.
Now, oftentimes babies don't really like their ears pulled, especially when they're sore. So we do something called the Galbreath maneuver.
Okay.
And that was from a doctor of osteopathy who developed it. And it's a way to drain and open up the eustachian tube. So it's just I've taught that to many moms who are having trouble with their kids.
Yeah, it's nice you can teach that to moms.
I do teach moms how to be mom doc.
mom doc.
Matter of fact, one of the things I encourage mothers to do is to get an otoscope. You can get those cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And then look in the kid's ears yourself so that you're not just relying on the doctor and you know what your kid's ears look like.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you just have a little bit of training, you can tell when it is starting to become a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I actually have moms go in there and look at the ear. Okay, this is normal ear. This is an inflamed ear.
So you're training them.
Trying to train them so smart. That they... know when they have a true infection. And then you can actually look in the air and usually pick up if it's a bacterial infection and that it actually might need an antibiotic or trying to treat that naturally. I always encourage to try to treat it naturally first before you start an antibiotic because of the risk for children.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that they have found that if a child has six or more antibiotics before the age of five, that they are six times more likely to have a learning deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some learning type of disability that occurs.
Mm-hmm.
So antibiotics are very much connected to, of course, the gut, and then the gut has a huge influence on brain function.
Mm-hmm.
So you're taking quite a bit of risk, and you really need to be keeping the number of antibiotics, again, I keep saying that, low in a child.
When you were saying the people that invented the antibiotic were thinking it'd be, you know, used once or twice in a person's lifetime.
Correct.
Not like it is now, where a child might have an antibiotic by the time they're age five, three or four times.
Right.
Yeah. And then that's just setting them up for poor health.
It is. It's a pretty well a guarantee to having increased allergies.
Is it autoimmune?
Autoimmune. The gut is the center of health for the body. The National Institute of Health has done a huge decade-long study on how the relationship between the microbiome in the gut and the person's health. And they say it's a one-to-one direct correlation.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the antibiotics, it will destroy that microbiome and your gut.
And that's the good bacteria.
Yeah, that's the bacteria mm-hmm. that you need. Many of our vitamins and mineral absorption is dependent upon it.
Mm-hmm.
So once that starts to go down, then you're having all sorts of problems, health problems that start to occur, plus a direct stressor on the immune system. 80% of all autoimmune diseases start in the gut. So, you know, looking
you said
80%. At that, 80%. It causes weight gain. It causes a huge amount of problems. And deficiencies in the gut is one of the is the major reason for learning disabilities that occur.
Mm-hmm.
ADD, ADHD, autism, spectrum disorders. That oftentimes is gut related.
Now, is there a way to turn that around? Is there a way to build the immune system?
There is. We do that on a regular basis if you know exactly what's going on. We do a gut check.
Mm-hmm.
We do a stool kit.
That's our technical term, gut
right.
check.
And then find out exactly what's going on in through the gut and then prescribe accordingly. Mm-hmm. Natural products to see what's necessary. There are some times that we do find things that are in the gut that we combine natural things with an antibiotic or even a parasitic medication. So it's not just that we use in our office only natural products. There are times that we have found that it's absolutely necessary that we do a pharmaceutical too.
But just treating each individual, you know.
Right. But
not everybody's the same in what they need.
Right. That's probably a pharmaceutical is probably 1 out of 100 people.
Mm-hmm, that come in that need that.
Right.
Well, Dr. Prather, we have about 30 seconds. I just want to make sure you get to wrap this up.
Be antibiotic aware. You know, mm-hmm. ask your doctor, is there an alternative to an antibiotic? And try to find some other alternative if they are going to prescribe an antibiotic. Also utilize a structure function doctor to find those alternatives
mm-hmm.
because we have the knowledge on how to do that.
Yeah, makes sense. Very informative. Thank you, Dr. Prather.
Thank you, Lisa.
Be antibiotics aware. This was part two of a two-part series. Thank you.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.